breakdown at the end gets me.
Yes. Always gets you fired up.
It's good.
What's up, Monarch fans? Welcome to Hudson Homers. It's game week. We have Quinnipiac Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we are actually going to talk about baseball. It's going to occur on the field this week. CB is here, Coach Finney. CB, how's it going, man?
It's great, man. Yeah, it's less hypothetical, right? It's exciting. It's Friday, man. I can't wait.
Well, I was listening to MLB Network this morning on my way in, like I always do, and the one fellow on there said, put the cleats and the football up. It's baseball season. You know,
yeah.
Spring training and the WBC and talking about all of that. And then college baseball season here starts up end of this week. So fun time of the year. And Valentine's Day, by the way, made up holiday.
I'll be out there with my true love on Saturday. Saturday at 2:00, me and my love have a date.
Yeah, there you go. That's what Bo Kavanaugh says that. That's right.
He stole it from me, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's yes. usually, especially when it falls on the weekend, that's usually where we are on Valentine's Day is playing ball.
That's about been when the start date is pretty much all the time now.
On that note, I have heard from a couple different sources that there's a little more momentum towards pushing the season back a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. That's gaining some traction now, which we've only been saying that, gosh, for 35 years or so. To push it back to March 1st start. So 2 weeks, but that 2 weeks could be really big, I think, in terms of not rushing, feeling like you're rushing guys and, trying to make sure everybody starts the season in a little bit better shape without and in a little bit better weather because, even in the Southeast, it's still cold. Yeah. So,
and when playing in the cold, you talk about getting guys ready. Playing in the cold doesn't do a lot of good things for guys' health.
No.
It doesn't help anybody's arm. I mean, it's hard to get warm and stay right.
Yeah, it's terrible for everybody. And, the fans are cold, the players are cold, the coaches are freezing. I promise you that. We scrimmaged last Friday, and man, I couldn't feel my toes for the rest of the night. So I hate doing that with our guys. It was right on the edge. I felt like we needed to, and we got through it unscathed, fortunately. But it just it's just not baseball is just not meant to be played in that weather. I don't mean to sound soft, but we have to play in that, and I've been in my share for certain of it, but it's just not the way it's supposed to be. We're the only sport that really plays so far outside of the, professional season in regards to starting, 6 weeks before they do. And really the reason for that, as I've been told through the years, is that initially, they wanted everybody to be done during the academic calendar. Mm-hmm. Well, that ship sailed a while ago for baseball. So what's the difference? I mean, we already play 2 to 3 weeks, if not more, after our graduation.
Yeah, the regular season isn't even done.
Yeah. And so what's the difference of a couple more weeks? I mean, it wouldn't make a difference at all, actually. And so I think it's, hopefully that, wiser minds will prevail on that. And I don't think it would also help teams, in the Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, even the Northeast, have a couple more weeks at the end of the season where they could get more fans and draw bigger crowds and, things of that nature. So.
Yeah, that's another aspect to it is every time whenever we have a really, decent, 60 and above weekend on a Saturday, man, the butt is packed on Saturday and Sunday, especially Saturdays.
With new stadium, you'd sure like that to be, more of a normal occurrence, and with a few more weeks on the back end, it could be then. So I think it'd be great, I actually personally think pushing college baseball season even more in line with the pro season to go even later and let it be a, April to August sport. You would have even more fans. You could draw, you think about all the people that would love to come watch, you know, good college baseball game on June the 15th, a night game with ODU against Virginia Tech. You know, like that place would be sold out.
Yeah.
So there's things of that nature. I don't know if it'll ever get to that point, but, you know, hopefully we'll get this thing pushed back a couple years. We'll see. May not happen in my lifetime of coaching, but I can be hopeful. Every day I walk out this cold, I a little bit and then say, maybe we can do that.
Yeah, so that'd be a great idea. Speaking of the new stadium, I walked out there the other day. I went and saw our wonderful women's tennis team, which they're, if you get a chance, they're great to go watch. Were they five straight conference championships? But yeah, so I saw here we got the stands in the outfield, and it's huge. I was surprised. We have another. There's another shot that shows kind of from the field. So that's the view from standing up top. I mean, you're basically almost in center field. You see kind of left center all the way out to into center field. I mean it's a big six rows of seats, I think. And
A couple drink standing rail rows, a big deck platform, and they're gonna have concessions out there and food trucks, and it's gonna be pretty cool. I think, you know, again, we're so grateful to the administration for doing this. It looks amazing. They did a really good job of wrapping it, you know.
The wrap looks good. I can get a picture of that. The ramp going up for the handicap ramp is pretty impressive. It's kind of like another section, and there's a kind of a walkway across. It's a cool. If you go back to that other one, Gary, up top there, you can see there's like the standing spot where if you're right there, you'd stand, have your drink there. There's even like seating ones, you know, for wheelchairs or for seats. Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of putting Rally Alley behind the seats that are there. So you're kind of combining everything all together in one very concentrated vocal spot. So that should be pretty loud on the left and center fielder there.
Well, we're still looking at names. So, you know, people don't call it that much anymore. But back in the old days, they called those gaps the power alleys.
Yeah, I said the power rally alley.
Power rally alley, yeah. So.
And then we I think Scotty and all, we decided because they have the kitten crew. What is it called? The kitty crew. So we decided the other one with the visitor side should be the litter box.
Yeah, the smaller one. But it is nice they put that up for visit fans, I think.
Yeah, it's great. No, all of it looks – and I don't know. I know we've said this might be a temporary thing. I don't know what we have to do to make this permanent. But now that I've seen it, I can't imagine the place without it. It's amazing.
Looks cool. Well, we got to put people in it and –
yeah.
Hopefully there'll be a lot of people that enjoy it. Like we said, you know, there may be some people that even when the new stadium gets here, love that seat, like that view of the ballpark, you know, and that opportunity to do those things. So it's all, you know, new stuff. So we're going to hopefully make the best of it.
And I think there's for college kids, go and fill it up, man.
Sorry, yeah, Gary. That needs to be a student section. But there's more development than just the outfield seating, as CB shared. And I got really excited when I saw these archways and that kind of press box shaft popping up there.
Yeah, that's turning out nice. You know, I don't go down that road, 43rd Street, much anymore with the Parker Avenue being closed. But it really does look nice. They've got most of the archways up and starting to look like something. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think I saw Evan Holman when I was walking, and he told me to go by there, and so I was like, okay, hadn't even thought about that side, and yeah, I mean it's really that got me extremely excited. I was a little giddy. I was, despite the fact that I thought I was going to die out there Saturday afternoon just standing around taking some pictures, but yeah, that's exciting.
It was so cold. We hit inside Sunday. The hitters had weights, and then they hit in the cages. In the Key Dog, and it was so cold, even with all of our heaters going inside, it was in the 40s inside the hitting facility, and it heated up to 51 while we were in there. But it's just like that when it's that cold, man. That wind, you know, it's not a super insulated building, but the wind just whistles through it. So hopefully we're, knock on wood, past the worst of that. So, man, that was a tough about almost 2.5 weeks. So, we still were able to get some decent work done around it, and we'll scrimmage tomorrow. We've got some more pitchers that need to throw. We got about 8 innings, and then we'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, and get ready to go for the weekend.
Friday, 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah. Excited that it's finally here. I was just kind of looking at Quinnipiac last year. They actually had a pretty decent season. They were 29-26-1. They made a little run in their conference tournament, won a few games. I think they were picked to finish third in the preseason, which I know, Fenny, you're not big on the preseason polls. That's kind of Fairfield, Ryder, and Quinnipiac are the three I think to watch out for in the Metro Atlantic American Conference, MAAC, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, they're well coached. John Delaney does a really good job with those guys. And they'll be tough, man. They'll play hard. I think they've got at least three of their better hitters back. So, you know, it's the same old thing. I mean, everybody, you know, is better in college baseball. People are putting more money, more resources into it. And we'll, you know, like we tell the guys all the time, just assume they're going to play good and you're going to play better to beat them. So we're going to be to that point, I think, where – you know, it's time to start playing against other people and seeing where we're at, seeing who can do what, seeing what guys fit in what roles best. And that'll take, you know, the first 3 or 4 weeks to figure all of that out like it usually does.
So have you decided on your weekend rotation?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to go with Darren Kusky on game one, J.J. Gaddy game two. And then Bailey Mitello is going to start game three, kind of an opener type role, probably one time through the lineup, get him out there. And, you know, and then the rest of the guys will plug in there as needed.
Mm-hmm. How about a lineup? If I can get really, you know, you figure that out.
Yeah. You know, we are seeing all three righties, and they have a good lefty returning. Which probably they'll dump into a game, you know, the first chance they get, you know, if it's close, I would imagine, because he was one of their better guys and who knows what else. But, you know, it gives us – I feel like in the outfield we can match up a little bit lefty-righty, which I like that flexibility. Mm-hmm. Our you know, in outfield-wise, Efren Morales, TJ Akin – Scotty Young, Tyler Zadalas, and then Nick Felton have all really played. And Grayson Spahr, actually, too. I shouldn't leave him out. He's had a good, you know, preseason. So we've got, you know, five or six guys that have looked pretty good out there and different. And half of them are lefties, half of them are righties. So, you know, that's a good thing. And it doesn't look like we're going to have Waters eligible by then. So we're kind of going, planning on him not being able to play. I think that's the best way to look at it at this point right now.
Is there any timeline on, like, when he would hear something? I assume to be at the beginning of the season, but that was
five months ago. But, you know, that four-letter word we're dealing with starts with an N and ends in an A. It's there's no method to their madness. So we don't know, and but I hate it for Luke. He's a good kid, and I feel terrible for him, but, you know, I talked to him today, and I said, look, man, we got to go after this like you're not playing, because right now you're not, and it's unhealthy of us to have our head in the sand and not plan for this. We've been kind of held hostage over this for a long time now, and we hope for the best, certainly, and we're supporting Luke on that, and I don't want to sound insensitive by any ways, but we have a job to do. And the guys that are in there are perfectly fine, man. We can win with those guys. I have no doubts. So, you know, that's kind of – those guys will be in the outfield, CB. I mean, I think the outfield's got a little more flexibility. Maybe it will be a more regular in the infield in terms of Zach Late at first, and I think Tyler Zadalas will move in and play some first base. Certainly, if something happened to Late, he'd be the guy that jumps in there from the outfield. And he's played first and third. He's a very good first baseman. And
hey, he played some second base in the summer.
Yeah, he did. That's right.
He was definitely at second base.
But he's had a really good preseason, too. He swung the bat really well. We're excited about his progress. Maverick Stallings, you know, play second. Will Johnson will play short, and Cass Jay will play third. And then Mac Dial start catching game one. So, you know, the DH, we'll have to see where we're at with that. I think potentially the Dallas could be in that DH spot. I really want to get Nick Felton in there because I think he's got a bright future here. And, you know, probably won't, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But I would think he'd be in the game certainly on Friday if he doesn't start at some point. He just gives us another dynamic, too. He's such a fantastic defender and center, and then he also can really run and bunt, and so it creates, you know, some more options for us offensively.
Well, and it's like you say, you know, what you want is for the guys to tell you to play them. You know, you want them to show you, like, I need to be putting you in the lineup, because like you said, you have a lot of options, you've got a lot of good ball players. You want the guys to come out and hopefully show that, you know, okay, I need to be writing this guy's name in the lineup every time.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works, right? It's a performance-based industry. You know, you do well, you get to do more. So, and that doesn't mean you have to, you know, be great every time we put you in there, but you got to show us what you can do. How, you know, it's always fun to me to see how guys are going to compete against other color jerseys. You know, in today's world, I think I've said this before, I think a lot of, you know, the culture of today's athlete is really good at training. They're not as good at competing. And there's a distinct difference in those two. And so we talk about that all the time, you know, and I love guys that dial goes up when you're playing against somebody else instead of, ooh, I'm anxious now because it matters. Like, you know, like, come on. Like, that's when you
– I mean, that became the joke with some guys where, like Ben Simmons in the NBA was that guy where – every year he has like a mediocre poor season, and then he'd be like the off season workout wizard. Like he right. It's like, oh, here's his video. He's pumping iron and shooting threes, and then the season comes. It's like, this guy sucks.
Yeah. That's no good. I mean, it doesn't do anybody good. It's like that's the thing. You know, we're looking for guys that really can turn their dials up when it's go time. And you know, you gotta play against somebody else sometimes to see that. So that's the fun part. I think we've got a, you know, in that group that I mentioned, it's an older group. You know, you're talking, you know, fourth year guy, you know, it's fifth year guy. It's a bunch of older guys. So they've played, you know, they've been through the good and the bad. And, you know, I don't think they'll be excited, but I don't think they'll be overly excited. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be ready to start playing baseball, you know. And we talk about it all the time, you know, the scoreboard. Although we haven't seen our scoreboard in forever, hopefully it'll be working on Friday. You know, the scoreboard only really matters at the end of the game. Competition's about creating momentum, and if you don't have it and keeping it, if you do, and, you know, the ways to do that are, you know, quick innings on defense and long innings mm-hmm. on offense. And so that's what you're shooting for.
Well, it's win this at bat every time. You win this at bat and maybe as much as win this inning. But, I mean, that's – you get bigger than that, you start worrying about too much.
Too much, yeah. Yeah, you got to stay in the controllables. And, you know, baseball, you got to stay present because a lot of stuff happens in the present and you can't get too far behind and too far ahead. And I was watching the speaking of opening day and how great it is, and there's always nostalgia in baseball, right? It's the most nostalgic sport, I think.
It is.
Watching the Jackie Robinson movie 42, where Harrison Ford, you know, he's playing Branch Rickey, and he's at opening day, and he says, "Oh man, I love opening day. It's all future and no past."
It's true.
Great line. He's got so many great lines in there, but that's one of them for sure.
It's a great one.
Yeah. I feel like opening day for me was always making sure I stay from home from work that day and put baseball on as many TVs as possible, just so I can feel like I'm there and like act like I'm smelling the grass. And just that brings back like playing Little League and like the jamborees and all that stuff. I think that brings it back for everybody a little bit.
Yeah. You know, just getting in those, the silks, the old guys called them, you know, getting in those game unis and mm-hmm. you know, seeing how everybody looks, you know, it's just something you haven't seen since last year. It's special. And even though we're going to do it again and again and again, you know, a bunch of times, that first time is always neat. And, you know, you should be excited, should be raring to go. And we certainly will be that way. And no matter how much work, like we talked about last week, no matter how much work you've gotten, whether you think we're super ready, you know, blah, 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 or we haven't gotten out of nearly enough, it doesn't matter. Opening day is opening day. Everybody feels the same way. And you got to go through it. You got to get the kinks out at game speed against somebody else and figure out what you got to do better at, you know, what you have to work on. And the games are your best litmus test for that, because they present situations that always matter. And you have to be able to execute when it matters.
Speaking of uniforms, what are we wearing this weekend? What do we got? We got the pennies and the,
the
whites and the Hudson.
Yeah, we don't have any new looks in terms of, but we have some new uniforms. We went back in the pinstripe. We got the OD back on the left chest, so our traditional pinstripe, and we had to go to a different type of jersey to get that done, which we did. We got new Hudson blue tops. With monarchs across it, that look really great. And then we have a new white top. We won't wear the first weekend, but we got, it says Old Dominion, just like our grays from last year, which I thought really turned out well. So, and then we have our navy top from last year that says monarchs on it. So we've got a couple different looks, and we'll go pinstripe, probably all navy, all Hudson, the three games. It's
open. And then I guess gray for the road, right?
And then also, we'll wear gray, yeah. And then on the road, we'll probably wear gray on Friday, and then navy and Hudson, I would imagine, when we do that. And we'll, the white jersey, we'll stuff in there, maybe some midweeks, and then, you know, if we, you know how it is with superstition.
Yeah.
If you lost a few in a jersey, you might not time out, and we'll stuff the white one in there. Instead, so next year, I think when we get in the new stadium, we got some opportunities to do some new things. You know, a City Connect kind of jersey, maybe a service, you know, kind of jersey, things of that nature.
Hudson blue with white pinstripes, right? We're doing that?
No, we're not. Ever.
No, Vanderbilt. You it took a long time to get the Hudson, all Hudson blue. I'm gonna get you. Yeah. Don't worry.
But that,
I'll grind
that
you down.
That one turned. You were right on that one. It turned out great. And we get a lot of good comments on our old.
No, that's great.
So I think it's a college looking uni. You know, it's a good looking, good look.
Any chance the really black? Like,
we also have a new hat, and I don't know what we're gonna do with it yet.
You're going to give me one. That's what you're going to do.
It's a navy hat with the swinging lion.
Oh, hell yes.
Swinging the bat on it. And we made the fusion for BP hat. We may wear it with the all navy and just see what it looks like. So I'll probably let the guys decide the first weekend and see how it goes.
That's
a good looking hat, though. It actually looks better than I thought it was going to look on a game hat.
I was a little bit kidding about you're going to get me one, but now I'm going to be like pestering y'all for the first weekend until I get that hat, because, man, I want that so bad.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, that's one of the best logos that's out there for ODU is that old throwback lion swinging the bat. I forgot it's something else.
I like
else
the running lion, too. I like the
I love all the lions. I'm glad that they I actually found a sweatshirt. I was actually wearing it last week during this, the sweatshirt with the swinging lion that I got off the website. Yeah.
We have a couple sweatshirts for the coaches staff with the racetrack ODU as well.
Yeah, I love that too.
I think that looks pretty good. You know, that may be a jersey we want to embrace in the future, some fashion, maybe at least for a BP top or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm a big fan of like our school in general. I think I like the gray a lot. Like men's basketball the other night wore the gray and the women have a few times. I like that. I wouldn't mind if like, I know it's not traditional for baseball, but like wearing like gray as being our white, and then like having just as an overall Old Dominion school thing, gray should be our white, and then the Hudson blue should be our blue, and then the navy is used for accents. I think that would be my, like, if I was going to push the color scheme somewhere.
We just got to figure out how to get the old Food Lion logo.
Yeah,
here. It's been my background on my phone forever.
Yeah, that was the one out all of them, I think. I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Gary, because you're a certain age. You know, you grew up with that one.
Yeah. I never loved that the old Food Lion logo.
Yeah, it was. We couldn't tell. You know, they hand out free supplies in the tailgate lots and stuff, and mustard foil, all that. And they went by, and I was like, do they have a Food Lion logo, or is that a different ODU logo? I snapped a picture of it in my background ever since. It's great.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's, well, we got a lot of options, and we're always looking for suggestions, you know, for the future. So anybody that has some. I think the City Connect jersey could have some version of the, you know, the Skyline waterside or something like that.
We need the Old Dominion monorail going across, like that'd be cool. Do that like across the back of like the shoulders, the back of the shoulders, and have it say Monarchs where like the name would be. Kind of sick.
Most expensive umbrella to ever grace the campus. I feel like.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it was a great umbrella. I miss it. If I was walking like last month somewhere, and I was like, man, I wish I had the monorail right now.
That's great. Well, we're all excited, guys, and. You know, we hope people come out. Like I said, the weather's looking more promising now. Hopefully we wake up to that tomorrow. And, you know, our guys are going to, man, it's going to be like vitamin B shot tomorrow when they're out there in 50-degree weather and sunshine. Yeah. And so they deserve it. And I saw, you know, driving home from dinner with our recruit tonight, that red sky. So, you know, that red sky at night, sailor's delight. So. We're hoping for some really nice weather tomorrow and take advantage of that. And I'm excited that you guys are going to get to talk to Kellen and Bailey. Both those kids have had a really neat journey here. And, you know, if you can get more than 25 words out of Kellen, then you win the lottery.
That's kind of why we hope to put them together and maybe get 30 words between them.
Yeah. That's
the goal.
But they both, you know, neat thing for both those kids. They were both. Came here as walk-ons, and up until this fall, they both earned scholarships this fall for the first time. So we're really happy to announce that at one of our first team meetings, and certainly well deserved because they both have had, you know, a big impact on the program in different ways at different times, and you know we're excited for them to really both of them have really productive good senior years, and we think that's going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. It's great.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped to talk to them as well. And also just we've had them on before, so we've seen the growth. You know, we see like some of these other guys, all of a sudden they're chatting it up. They have a lot to live up to with Scotty and Zach last week. I mean, we named the right field bleachers, we got their opinion on pros coming back to college, all that fun stuff. They were talking it up.
Yeah, I bet. Well, the seniors are always fun, man. You've been through a lot with those guys. By the time they get there, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we're certainly proud of both of them. They're both doing well academically. Bailey, you know, Kellen's done and working on his teacher certificate, and Bailey's going to graduate this May. So we're they're both, you know, fit right in with the student athletes that we like to, you know, have representing our program.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really. All right, boys. Well, I'm going to let y'all get to it then.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, relax and warm up, and we'll see you guys soon, okay?
We'll see you Friday.
We'll see you out there Friday.
Monday we'll be talking about the weekend, I suppose.
Talk about actual baseball. We love it. Actual can't things that it. Happened on the field.
Yeah, and then you can, you know, and then CB can start up with, what the hell, why aren't we bunting?
I'm not going to say, why are we bunting? That's never going to be a thing.
No, that's true, yeah. Why are we bunting?
Yeah. Yeah, why are we bunting? Maybe, like, what are we doing here? Is this guy worse than a pitcher? Like, I don't think so.
Well, and you guys, it's exciting because you're going to get to see some new faces, you know, guys. Yeah. Old faces, new faces. We've got a good mix of both of those on this year's club. And, you know, for us too, man, like let's, I'm very excited about our freshman arms. I am. I don't know when they're going to help us, but they're going to get in there. And I think they're going to be good. And so we've got to have enough guts to pitch them so they can become that. And I think that gets lost sometimes in this era of playing older guys because that's what you got. And I think these kids are going to be good. I think the same thing about Nick Felton. I think we got to get him in there. He's going to be a fantastic player. I think these freshman arms we got Same thing. They're all talented. Just got to get them in there.
Can't become an older guy until you've done it as a younger guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and when you're talented, like, we can get you experience, you know? We just got to work on it. So that's our job. But I don't want to sit there and lose an opportunity for them to develop just because we're scared. So yeah. I've never been had a problem playing freshmen if I thought they were ready.
I love it. Yeah, I'm excited to see all of them and just get eyes on these pitchers and hitters that we've talked to and we've heard about, man, just different feel when you actually see them. I'm going to have to try to somehow sneak behind home plate just to get a better look at some of the pitchers, but
I'll see what I can do. You're a scout because we're allowing scouts back there. So
yeah,
you think I'll put on an Astros hat?
Well, until they put up the permanent backstop, we still have that area back there for the temporary backstop. So we're allowing scouts back there for, you know, whenever that happens. So, yeah, nice. I'm sure we can sneak you back there, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you hang out with CB, you know, you just go wherever you want.
I'll just CB's assistant.
I've been saying for years, if you take a camera and walk confidently, you kind of go most places in pretty much any ballpark. I've definitely been some places I probably should not have been because I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go over here and just walk right by him with the camera.
Yeah, there you go. You have that little pot.
Look pro.
Roll, man. All right, guys. Well, thank you again, and good luck with Bailey and Kellen.
All right, thanks, Coach. See you Friday. Go Monarchs.
Bye. Yeah, go Monarchs.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with Kellen and Bailey.
We love it.
Welcome back, fans. Yes. Awesome to hear from Finney a couple days before the game. Basically got the entire pitching plan in the lineup. So if you're from Quinnipiac, I hope you missed that. But I don't know. Hopefully it won't matter.
Anymore, you know, you don't know what you're planning for anyway. It'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, first game of the season. I do know that Christian Smith, I think he's catcher in first base for them. He was on the all-conference team. He had 15 bombs last year, hit .329. So if you're watching out for somebody, check out Christian Smith. You may maybe a good one to watch in the lineup. I know some other guys too, but he was one that kind of stood out there. But we have Bailey Metella and Kellen Davis getting ready to hop on. Hey. So we'll not bore you with our conversation. We'll bring the two guys you want to hear from. Yes. Bailey, Kellen, how's it going?
Going good.
Going good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. We're glad. Appreciate you guys joining us, man. As somebody who's gotten to watch both of y'all for a long time, you know, got to see both of you play in high school. I mean, I've been watching Bailey play since like eighth grade, so it's always exciting to see you guys now here at the end of the Monarch career. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have the beard back in eighth grade too? Do you have any photos of that, CD? Or
no, that's a new thing. Huh?
That's pretty new. Yeah, I saw you at the dinner. I was like, okay, all right, Bailey.
Yeah.
And Coach Finney told us that you're allowed to grow that if you have good grades. So congrats to both of you on your grades.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Bailey, you're graduating this spring, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your major? What kind of class are you going through right now?
Sports management major. I'm just finishing up last couple sports management classes and then just got to do my internship this summer and I'm done.
Nice.
Who are you doing the internship with? Do you know?
I'm not sure yet. I got to figure that out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Kellen, you graduated last May, right? With it was education, right?
I did physical education. I actually didn't graduate until this last winter, though, because I had to do student teaching. and I couldn't do it during the season last year, so I finished it off in the fall.
Nice. Yeah. And then you're working on the Masters right now for it.
Yeah, I'm working on the Masters. I'm in the Masters with a bunch of other guys on the team. Scotty's in it, Schumann,
nice.
Bryce Jones, Luke Waters.
Oh, man, you got a crew in there.
That's great. How did you enjoy the student teaching?
It was good. I liked it. I mean, getting up early wasn't very fun. So that was that. But
were you in high school or middle school? What were you doing?
I did the first 7 weeks at a high school, and then the last 7 weeks I did at a elementary school.
Oh wow! How'd you like? Which did you prefer, the middle or the high or the elementary?
I like the elementary more. I thought it was just really fun. Yeah, the kids were more excited to like just do whatever and play tag and stuff.
I get it was funny because, you know, I taught for a while, and yeah, I subbed elementary a couple times, and I was like, I can't. I wasn't doing PE. PE, I could see being fun. In the class, it was like, man, this is too much energy. It was cool. I had a couple of the best days I ever had at elementary schools. But yeah, it's that's neat, man. So is that what you think going forward? You might like to teach the elementary?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'll see what jobs are open around my area at home, but hopefully end up at elementary eventually.
Awesome, man. That's great.
Yeah. There's going to be a bunch of kids in about 10 to 15 years throwing this really weird slider sinker changeup thing. And we're going to be like, that's Kellen from PE class in elementary school.
Fantastic.
Well, are you all ready for the season and kind of done with all the training and lead up? Just you ready to go put ball to bat?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've been more ready in another season than this one. It feels like we've been here forever just leading up to this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, we heard you're I'm sorry, Kellen, my bad.
No, you're good. I was just going to say, like, more excited for this season, I guess, since we played away all last year, getting to go play at home again now.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the new outfield seating that's popped up over the last week?
I think it's better than what I was expecting for sure. I was expecting some little, I don't know, high school bleachers is what I envisioned, but they did a really good job with that, and it looks really good.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. I don't know what I was expecting, but this is way beyond it. You got to get your granddad's got to get out there and pick his spot now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's been talking about it.
That's awesome.
It makes me wish we had the visitor bullpen out in the outfield on that side, so that way the fans could be right over the bullpen, because I'm sure you all experienced that quite a bit last year, being on the road so much.
Oh, yeah.
Southern Miss, right? I mean, you're right there getting the whole game.
Auburn was probably the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, Auburn, it was cut out kind of weird, so, like, right where the mounds were, the stands were, like, directly above it, so, like, you could just – like, if they wanted to pour something down onto us, they could have. They're just right there.
It was, and maybe you don't feel like you want to repeat it, but was there anything where you're like, that really, like, wow, that was, you said that. I can't believe you said that to me. Was there anything that like that, or just a whole slew of it?
Probably literally everything that they said.
Because they'll, like, look up, like, your bio. They'll be, like, personal about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were saying some heinous stuff to Kanan George last year when he was out in right field.
It's wild. It's different down there, man. It's something else. But Kellen, speaking of Auburn, you had a big moment at Auburn. You got to close out the victory at Auburn on Saturday night. I mean, how'd that feel?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty fun. Just we hadn't won a ton of games up to that point. That was like a big win to get for us, I thought. So it was definitely cool to close it out there, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, then Bailey, you kind of had the same thing at Southern Miss. You got to come in the big game on the Sunday after Blake and finish that one off. How'd that feel?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, Blake, I mean, seemed to always have Southern Miss's number during the regular season and gave us a great game, and it was just cool to be a part of that win.
Yeah, I think he's one of the first pitchers I've seen, like, the visiting crowd give a standing ovation to. Like, that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a special moment. Glad I got to be down there that week for those things. That was a cool – was that – so I don't know if that was or not, but you guys, you know, y'all have been around for years now. What's the best places you've gotten to play? The ones you're like, oh, that was pretty neat. We got to play there.
I don't know. I feel like I would have loved to have experienced a weekend series at ECU. We always play them in the midweeks, but that seems like cool place to play on the weekend. But, I mean, Auburn was cool. I mean, we played a bunch of cool places. Coastal's really cool.
I like the minor league stadium down in Biloxi, Mississippi, I think it was.
Yeah.
That place was pretty cool.
Okay. So we've been back there at the end of this year winning our championship. Okay. I think me and Gary are going to be there with y'all.
Yep.
Oh, well, I think we got to go to Montgomery. So we're just up the road.
Oh, is it Montgomery? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm getting confused. Oh, yeah. Biloxi against Mississippi State. That was crazy. That was nuts. Yeah. I tell people all the time, it's like, I mean, that was 4 hours from Mississippi State. And the place was packed with them. Like, that was something else. Yeah.
Yeah. Biloxi is my dream location for the future Sun Belt tournament. Like, that is a perfect spot we need to go have down. Montgomery's cool, don't get me wrong, but Biloxi is kind of right, a little more speed in that area there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they used to have, I think I remember Ryan Moore and John Keane saying last year that they used to play the conference tournament down there when they were in CUSA.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I know it rotated through there and a couple other schools. You know, obviously the last one we were there for was Louisiana Tech on their field. Now they are coming back into the Sun Belt. They'll be on the schedule next season. Sun Belt baseball is crazy. I mean, I don't know if you looked, I think there's three teams ranked in the preseason with Troy, Southern Miss, and Coastal. It's going to be pretty awesome for you guys to kind of get to go up against that top-tier competition week in and week out.
Yeah, I think it's definitely – a great experience. Like, you don't hear about the Sun Belt in a lot of sports, but baseball is like that unique sport where, I mean, they're sending 3-4 teams to the conference or the NCAA tournament every year. Like, we play great competition and always have a chance to be right there in it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
so you guys both have had, I mean, you know, Kellen, it's your fifth year at ODU. Bailey, it's your fourth year. You guys have both seen a lot of development over the years. I mean, like Kellen, you started out, you were a redshirt, and then didn't get to play much in the second year. And then by your third year, I think you led the team in appearances. You were just like the guy pitching every single game. Last year, of course, you're an important part of things. Bailey, the same thing. You know, you're pitching some as a freshman, and then sophomore, junior year is pitching a ton. Can you both talk about kind of how you feel like you've developed over the years?
Yeah, I mean, I guess coming in as a freshman, like, I just playing high school baseball, a lot of it was just like, oh, I throw harder than everybody else. Like, I'm just going to throw a fastball by you. Not really, like, into, like, the actual, like, process of pitching. And I guess just working with Marin over the years with that, because obviously I don't throw the hardest. Like, it might be hard for high school baseball. Then you show up here, right? Start throwing like that. Guys will hit home runs off you. And then I guess just – working with Marin and figuring out, like, all right, we can throw an off-speed pitch, like, 80% of the time, and, like, how that can actually work and just play like, to your advantage, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in high school, like, I mean, I was the same way. Like, I threw harder than, like, majority of the people, but I still wasn't, like a hard thrower, and it was, like, a huge difference. Excuse me. Coming on campus and just like getting into that workout routine. And like, that was the biggest thing, was like the strength, and just made a huge jump right away. And then, I mean, just hasn't been the same since. Like, Marin does an awesome job with like getting everyone what they need. And he's a great guy. Cause like you said with Kellen, like he was a red shirt and didn't play much his second year, but like Marin kept working. He works with everyone. Like, he doesn't give up on people. It's awesome.
Yeah, and want to say congrats to both of you, because Finney, earlier when he was with us, let us know that both of you landed on scholarship this past fall. You had been walk-ons this whole time. So congrats, man. That's well, well-deserved and well-earned.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, you're talking about, you know, the physical thing. I mean, that's one thing, you know, like I said, Bailey, having known you since like eighth grade, basically, and seeing over the years, like, you are in great physical shape. Like, And Kellen, are you the most like physically gifted human being on the planet? It might be. I guess. Like, are you like hands down like the best athlete on the team?
Oh no, I wouldn't say that. We definitely got.
Don't. Why are you lying to me? I knew you were gonna lie right in my face. That's crazy. So that, and that was the one thing. Like your first year when you redshirt, that was like we didn't know Kellen for anything else other than bunny hopping the brick wall. He'd run down and get a foul ball as fast as possible, then come back and just like from a free stand jump over one. Think of it, you and I, Gary, we'd have to get like a 20-foot running start and still smack our knees against the wall.
Oh, I'd concussion just, like, everything. Problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can you still do that? Have you done that in a while?
Yeah, I can still do that.
Of course.
John Keane always used to tell me because he would get the foul balls the year before and he's like, you got to do something exciting. Like he would slide when he picked them up. So I was like, all right, I'll jump over the wall, I guess.
I mean, what are you putting up on the squat rack? That's the question.
We usually do front squat instead of back squat, so nothing crazy, nothing more than like anybody else really. Honestly, the best I've ever seen on the front squat was Sam Armstrong. He would put up big numbers on that.
Dude has some legs, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny. Well, and both of you guys, you know, you're both big energy guys on the bench. I mean, I know, you know, even right here in the interview, I think people could tell you're both a little more quiet, but when it comes to like time to be on the bench, y'all are ridiculous. You guys are silly. Like why do you think that's so important to do for the team?
You know, they're always telling us like you can probably scrape out like six or seven wins every year from the just like locker room and dugout energy. Cause there's going to be times like when you're playing 50 games a year that it's going to get down in the dugout. And if you can try to keep it up in there, then that can give you an advantage.
Yeah. Like going off that, like, I feel like as a pitcher, you're in the game like 1% of the time. Like, and they say it all the time, but it's like true. Like there's always something you can be doing to like help the team. And that's what we do to help the team, like just keep everyone up and be loud. And I'm pretty sure the other teams don't like it. So that also is a motivational factor.
So are you saying like the more they react negatively to it, the more you're inspired to maybe be a little louder?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
And you guys have a lot that you use. Like, is there anything where you're like, this is my favorite one. Every time we do this, I love it. One I really enjoyed last year, if I'll give you one, was whenever the pitcher would throw over, you guys like, ugh. That was a good one. That grunt, the dissatisfied.
I forgot about that.
That was a good one.
That was definitely a good one.
Any of you feel like this is a good one? I enjoy this saying this one.
I always like yelling, dude, where's my car? It's probably one of the stupider ones just because like it doesn't even make sense. I guess it was a movie at some point.
That just felt really funny. Old real fast.
You just made us both feel so old. Thank you, Oof. Kellen. I guess it was a movie because he was probably like 4 when it came out, so that makes sense.
It's not a good movie, great. I'll say that, but it is entertaining.
It's a great bad movie. I love it. If you get a chance, watch it. It's super stupid and very fun. But yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, going off that, like the dumber it is, the better it is, I think. Like, I don't remember half the stuff we would be saying, but it was creating noise, it was creating energy, so it was good.
Have you guys workshopped any for this year, or are you just gonna in the moment hope you come up with something?
We're just gonna see what we come up with. Pretty much in the moment, probably test some stuff out for a series, maybe see what happens.
Okay, just workshop,
get some feedback. It's usually
it's usually based on whatever nonsense. Like, I mean, you guys hang out all constantly as a team, so I'm sure you know any friend groups you have, just things you say that become, is that usually what it is? Kind of like this is the thing, like the thing where you all say, so we just start yelling it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's gone so far. Like where something's just a stupid inside joke.
Yeah.
And then we just end up yelling it during the games.
It's
phenomenal.
Well, this year now with the fans being in the outfield, they may actually hear you a little bit better than they could when they're sitting behind you in the stands. So you may hear some things coming back your way, just being parroted the entire game.
That'd probably be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
about to say, just send instructions because their outfielders are right there, right in front of the stands now. It's going to be great.
Distract the left fielder a little bit. Get some pop flies to drop.
I'll be calling for a lot of balls in left center.
Yeah.
So, Bailey, we heard you're going to be starting on Sunday. How are you feeling about that?
I mean, I feel really good about that. I'm very excited. I mean, coming out of the pen the past 3 years, which I love doing, but there's nothing like starting a game. So I'm really excited to get out there and show what I can do in that role.
Yeah, because I know you you played for what Williamsport, the Crosscutters, in the summer in the draft league, and you had a phenomenal summer starting. That was interesting for us to see. I mean, how was that experience?
That was like the best summer ball experience I've had like ever. Like most of the teams that are in that league are like used to be affiliated. Like Trenton Thunder was with the Yankees, and the Crosscutters were with the Phillies. Mm-hmm. So like all the fans around that area still support that team. Like it's an affiliated team. Like we opened up at Trenton and there's 7,000 people there. Like it was unbelievable. So like getting to pitch in that experience was just different. And it was a lot of fun.
And clearly the crowd fueled you.
Oh yeah. It was awesome. And it's great competition too. So it's just all around. It was awesome.
That's outstanding, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, we were talking with Coach Finney earlier about, you know, potentially moving the start of the baseball season back a little bit. So you're not starting in February. You get more home games in May where you get that crowd. Obviously, we'll be in those situations later in the year, and the Sun Belt tournament is usually pretty wild. But do you feel like you both feed a good bit off the crowd, or when you go out there, is it just like, you know, for the love of the game, just everything just shuts out?
I mean, I don't think I realize it like in the moment when I'm in the dugout and I hear like the crowd like getting loud or something. It's awesome. Like for a big hit or a big strikeout or something. And I can tell they're into it. You definitely feed off it in the dugout and it gives you more energy. But when I'm on the mound, like, I know it's like the cliche thing to say, like you block it all out, but you literally do. Like you can't hear anything. It's not even like you try to anymore. It's just as natural. Like, I mean, during warmups, you'll hear people talking and stuff, but then as soon as the game starts, it's all gone.
Yeah, same thing for me. Once I get out there, usually I have no clue what's going on in like the dugouts or the stands.
I feel like that's not the only time you have no clue what's going on, Kellen, to be honest.
Probably not.
what are we doing for warm-up songs this year, like walkout songs?
Yeah.
I'm keeping mine the same with Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Yeah, like great one.
Can't change it at this point.
That's classic.
Yeah, I tried to switch mine up last year, but I'm going back to God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, good call. Yeah, what did you have last year? Oh, you didn't have it. We didn't really have any. Well, you had
I mean, it played probably like twice, so I don't even know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't feel like it with pitchers. Sometimes it's so hard. They sometimes don't get y'all.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, glad to have that back. Have a little bit at least of a home vibe as we watch the rest of the stadium kind of coming up there. I'm gonna ask you all this because I've asked a lot of pros, minor leaguers, high school pitchers all across the board. And they all tell me that the most beautiful count as a pitcher is 2-2. Do either of you agree with that? And if you are, what are you throwing 2-2?
Honestly, anything two strikes. I usually like 1-2. That's probably what I could prefer, because then you can get away. You can throw one in the dirt, and then you still got two left. But I'd probably throw a slider. Yeah,
probably
just 80% of the time.
Yeah,
80% of the time it works every time.
Probably just throw the same pitch I throw every time. So every other pitch. Yeah.
What about you, Bailey? I mean, I think a 2-2 count is great, but I personally prefer an 0-2 count because I just know the guy in the box is just demoralized. Like, he's just either watched two or swung through two. Like, he has no idea what's coming, and I can throw anything right there and get him out.
And that's one I feel like 0-2, so many guys waste pitches. I mean, to me, it's always like, you know, I think, yeah, you can throw a pitch that might miss off a little bit, but so many guys just like throw one in the dirt. It's like, no, throw him a competitive pitch. Like you said, you got 0-2. Like, he's, you got him.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Like, that's, you're in, why am I wasting pitches? Do it as many, few as possible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys joining us, man. As I said, getting to watch you guys grow over the years has been awesome. I'm excited to watch y'all in the senior year. I know we got a good group. Anything you guys are looking for the most this year?
Winning a lot of games.
Yeah, win a lot of games.
I like that.
What'd you say, Kel?
I was gonna say the same thing he said.
Winning. Yeah, love it. Love it. All right.
Winning and winning at home.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, fans, get out there Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. Get to the ballpark. Claim your spot in the outfield. Root these guys on. It's gonna be a really fun weekend. I'm pumped for baseball to be back. That's all I can say.
Me too. Absolutely.
Well, Kellen, Bailey, thank you both so much. Good luck this weekend, and we'll see you out there.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, appreciate y'all being here.
Yep.
All right, boys.
All right.
All right. Good kids, right, man. Yeah, it's neat. It's neat. It's cool seeing guys. Like I said, I remember Bailey being over to the Greenbrier Christian game, and, you know, Pat Nichols, the head coach, and played at Old Dominion, played for the Nationals and the Miners. One of my favorite people on the planet, him and his wife and their son. And Bailey, I think, was just getting foul balls at the time. He's like, he pointed him out. He's like, that kid's in eighth grade. And I was like, first of all, like, that kid's huge. He can't be in eighth grade. And he's like, yeah, he's a lefty pitcher. He's going to be really good. And I remember him the whole time being like, he needs to be at Old Dominion. And I think he had, you know, as I said, you know, Bailey was a walk-on, so I think he had to work on him some and say, look, this kid's, I think at that point, though, Heartline had done so well for him that he had gained a little more credibility, of course. So yeah, it's, and then got to see Kellen play in high school. That was like 2021, went up and saw him. He pitched the game, pitched five really good innings, and then he was playing center field after that, and he had like four hits in the game, stole three bases. I mean, it's just like, yep, this kid's a freak. He's just a natural athlete. So it's really always fun seeing these guys progress and those guys that were monarchs the whole time.
Yeah, a good testament to ODU's development, too, of pitchers. I mean, the guys that have stayed here two, three, four seasons, you can see the development year over year, and just the commitment to keep working with them. Like, you can come here as a freshman that gets redshirted, doesn't play, and you're still going to get all of that work, all of that development. You're going to, you know, be involved in the games in some way, shape, or form. I mean, it's becoming a lost art where people don't have the patience to wait anymore, and they just want to go somewhere they can play. And there's still something to it, especially for a pitcher. Like, get a year in a throwing program, a lifting program, nutrition program, all of those things. Get a feel for how you balance your class schedules. I mean, both those guys are graduating. We got master's degrees going out. Like, this kind of helps you, I think, evolve as a person and a player. So, you know, hopefully we start seeing a little bit more than that with the portal maybe settling down at some point soon. We'll see. Yeah. I feel like it wasn't that bad for ODU this past season for baseball.
No, I think it was good. I mean, I think, you know, in general, fortunately, with the level I think ODU's at with the portal, we generally have not lost guys that we wanted to lose. I mean, even if we – not say we haven't lost good players, but for, you know, one reason or another, they were both kind of maybe ready to move on. You know, you think about like Carter Trice and Steve Meyer and Alex Boucher, you know, very good ball players who had success afterward. But, you know, for whatever reason, just things weren't quite right. Eric Stock, another one, you know, and good for all of them. They went other places and found success because, you know, for whatever reason, the mixture just wasn't right here. There's nothing wrong with that. That's sometimes just how it is. You got to go. Doesn't mean you're not good. It just means where you are isn't right for you. We've been for, and I think, you know, I think Paul Panic, I think anybody would tell you he seems like he's been a big influence in how we've been attacking things. And then in addition to just having a couple of years of figuring out what you're looking for, and I think them going back and focusing on, you know, what they really care about. What they care about is character, and what they care about is competition, and focusing on those things. You know, it seems like I think you're right. I think last year there were really good moves in the portal, and this year it seems like, again, we'll have to see how it plays out in the season, but just so far it seems like they've had some really good additions.
Yeah, at least from the personality and culture standpoint, I think if they're still putting those, you know, at the top of the list, you're going to have great kids that want to be coached and want to develop too. That's a big part of it. You can have the greatest coaching staff on the planet. If a kid won't listen to you, there's just nothing you can do.
Right.
I think, you know, that you see that across the board, especially in football across the country where kids just aren't coachable. So having that being, you know, moldable clay, all those things, I'm just excited to see it back in action so we can stop talking about the transfer portal and scholarships and all those things. Just get out there and play some ball. And we get that Friday at home, back at home. It's we don't have to drive across water, CB.
My level of like excitement went through the roof the other day. Like I said, Saturday where I'm standing out there trying to take some pictures and freezing, and I'm still like, no, I want to make sure I get a cool angle of this because, you know, number one, you're at the field, which is always exciting. I don't care when it is, but then we've got this new thing and it's like, oh yeah, this week we're going to play games. So I'm excited. I hope again, you know, it's going to be nice and sunny, hopefully. It's going to be cold, but put some layers on, get out there. Said that you haven't been able to see these guys on campus, for it's been almost 2 years since that happened. Put your layers on, just come prepared. Don't come out there in shorts like a dummy and lose your leg because it froze off.
Still time for you to buy the electric hand warmers that are USB.
Send me that link, man. Please send the link. We might have to share the link. Sponsored ad that wasn't sponsored or something.
I have no idea what company this is or where they are based out of. But if they want to sponsor the podcast, we're welcome to it.
I know somebody was telling me about having like one of the electric vests.
That's Aaron.
Aaron? Okay, yeah.
He's got, I think, one, if not two of those jackets. And I keep telling him he's just going to short out during a game, getting too hot or something. But yeah, he's got
sometimes the electric jackets. Cold that if you'd be on fire for a minute, it wouldn't hurt. Like, there have been a couple times where I'm like, someone could set me on fire and I'd give it a few minutes before I tried to stop, drop, and roll.
There's a sweet spot between like raw and the rare cook of you where it's like, oh, this is actually nice for a second.
Okay, let it simmer for a second. Yeah. But I mean, that's all part of it. It's all part of the fun. It's not always like the most wonderful experience being out there because it's cold, but I would say when they win, it doesn't feel as cold. It feels great. We got a pretty good team. And so again, get your layers on. I got my little stack over there. I got my process of how I put my stuff on. You know, I'll probably be three layers of socks this weekend and grabbing every extra glove I can find. And it got my the balaclava thing that you put on. Baklava. I don't know which that's the food, right? Whatever it is.
I think so. Either bring both just in case.
Bring both. I'll bring the food and be wearing the head thing. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm excited. The swinging monarch hat sounds dope. I can't wait to see that thing. I'm excited about that.
Yes. Well, I'll be out there Friday and Saturday. I'll be watching on the stream on Sunday.
Okay.
A lot of fun stuff. Be on the lookout for potentially a new social media account dropping at some point here in the next couple of days. That's very specific to ODU baseball and Hudson Homers and all that fun stuff. More to come there. So pay attention, but thank you all for tuning in and watching. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Tell your friends about us. You know, we've all got that one friend who's just completely off of social media and anything that's going on in the world, at least tell them about Hudson Homers. They can leave the rest out and tell them to get to the ballpark on Friday.
Love it.
But go Monarchs.
Go Monarchs.